following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Leadoff Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Back here at Lagoon Park in Montgomery for Game 4 for the Aggies here at the Central Regional Class 5A Regional Playoffs in softball. On the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, Michael Giddens here. Looking forward to a matchup between Sylacauga and Holtville. Sylacauga getting here after a thrilling 9-7 win earlier this afternoon over Shelby County. We've been going between fields here as it was originally scheduled to be on field 5, but after the quick conclusion of Central Phoenix City, and I believe it was Enterprise Central winning that game and clinching their spot in Oxford. Still a game going on game five, on field 5 between West Blockton and Tallahassee. The quick decision was made to move this to field 1, so teams are warming up, getting ready, and we will soon be underway from field 1 between Sylacauga and Holtville. We'll take a quick break, step aside, when we come back. First pitch here from Lagoon Park on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga. Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort Williams Street in Sylacauga.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Recovering from surgery? Transform your recovery journey at Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where they make sure every day is a step forward. Their expert team offers physical, occupational, and speech therapies in an environment designed to nurture and inspire. At Sylacauga Health and Rehab, they don't just care for you, they care about you. Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where healing meets comfort. Proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
For 50 years now, Van Zandt Hardware has served our community with the best products at affordable prices and the best customer service anywhere in the region. Whether you're a home builder, contractor, roofer, or just the typical homeowner wanting to take care of that weekend project, Van Zandt Hardware is easy to find on Highway 280 in Sylacauga with options for every handyman or woman. Go from good to great with Van Zandt Hardware in Sylacauga.
That spice is 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
This is Sylacauga High School softball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Wright Tire and Service and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Omya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, and Merkel's Anytime Towing.
It's about to go down on Field 1 here at Lagoon Park in Montgomery between Sylacauga and Holtville, and for the first time in this tournament, Sylacauga will get to be the home team and take the field first. And after serving as the away team in the first three games, Natalie Deason will toe the rubber for the first pitch of this contest. Holtville's starting lineup as the away teams is as follows: batting first and playing in center field, Malia Boone; batting second and playing in right field, Bethany Harris; batting third and the designated hitter, Kylie Snowden; batting cleanup, the shortstop, Avery Goff; batting fifth, the left fielder, Anna Lawrence; batting sixth, the pitcher, Megan Burnett; batting seventh, the first baseman, Victoria Bullock; batting eighth, the second baseman, Kinsley Falk; and batting ninth, the catcher, Chelsea Smith. Playing second base as the flex, Holly Devon. The Aggies going with the exact same lineup that conquered Shelby County earlier this afternoon. The one change from yesterday's lineup, moving Brooklyn Harris up into fourth instead of batting fifth, switching with Elena Bryant. And in the field, of course, Josie Harshberger behind the plate, Sophie Harshberger at third base, Bryant at shortstop, Harris at second base, Ashlyn Johnson at first. And in the outfield, left field, Kinley Hathcock; center field, Malia Bryant; and in right field, the flex, Alexis Smith. Natalie Deason with the first pitch coming in for a called strike, as Boone was showing bunt. Deason's 0-1 comes in. And that's a strike as well. Back-to-back takes for Boone result in back-to-back strikes. The Aggies drop their opener against Beauregard here 6-2 before back-to-back wins over Jemison 12-8 and 9-7 over Shelby County. And a swinging bunt is going to go foul. So we'll do it again at 0-2. Holtville run ruled Jemison 14-2. In their first game, then lost 5-0 to Beauregard in the winter semifinals. And then today, in 9 innings, defeated Elmore County 8-6. There's been a lot of games today that have gone long, and that 1-2 pitch is hit in the shallow left field for a leadoff base hit for Boone. Every contest the Aggies have been a part of so far, the leadoff batter has gotten on base. This time around, though, instead of Josie Harshberger doing it for the Aggies, Sylacauga gives one up. Here's right fielder Bethany Harris stepping in the plate. She shows bunt as well and pulls back. It's going to be a passed ball. Boone was stealing on the play. She slid in safely at second, so I thought that Harris was showing bunt there. Not sure if it was a, looks like it was a ball. Called a ball, so 1-0 count. Shows bunt again, steal coming in, and Boone's going to slide in safely. Back-to-back steals, so a 2-0 count and two straight steals. Holtville trying some lightning fast small ball here in the top of the first. And that one's ripped right by Harshberger at third. It's going to be an RBI single for Harris. So the first two batters produce one run. Now the designated hitter, Kylie Snowden. First pitch into Snowden. Low for ball one. And the Iron Woman, Natalie Deason, who's pitched the vast majority of innings for Sylacauga at this area tournament, would have liked a little bit of a better start, but her confidence won't be shaken. 1-1 count. That one is high and outside. The count now 2-1. If Aggies are to win this game, they'll advance into a rematch with their opening round opponent, Beauregard, and the winner would join Brubaker Tech, advancing to Oxford. Still a long ways to go. 2-2 count now. And the delivery, that one smoked deep left field. Kenley Hathcock's going to go overhead and bounce one hop to the fence. Rounding second and standing safely at third is Harris. That was just a really, really long single for Snowden. She crushed that ball that looked to be eye level. Not sure who is standing out there past the left field fence. The team's gathered, and as Snowden on the first pitch after Schoen bunt, which is called a strike, will take second. Players out there have to be wary of Snowden hitting it to them. And head coach for Holtville not happy about the called strike. He thought his batter, Avery Goff, pulled the bat back. Not judged to have done so. Here's the 0-1. Ball hit hard to third. Harshberger knocks it down. Will throw to first. Tough play, and the throw's going to pull Ashlyn Johnson off the bag. Runner from third comes home. Snowden stayed at second. So it's a quick two runs for Holtville in the top of the first. Aggie still looking to record their first out. And a meeting between the infield, minus Elena Bryan at short. Not taking place in the center circle. Instead taking place over by the third base bag. As the Aggies try to regroup here. Maybe conventional wisdom says that a 9-inning game would have worn down Holtville, but it seems like the exact opposite. They're just getting warmed up here. That ball hit right back at Natalie Deason off her wrist, and she's going to try to flip over to first in time. It's safe. All runners will advance one bag. And Holtville is just keeping this train moving. The Bulldogs are barking right now, and there's some bite to go with it. Bases loaded. Score 2-0 in favor of Holtville. Still no outs. First pitch comes in to the new hitter, Megan Burnett, will also pitch for Holtville this late afternoon, heading into the evening. She'll ground this one foul down the third baseline. 0-2 count now. And Deason rocks back and delivers. And a good stop by Josie Harshberger behind home plate as that one was low and inside in the dirt, keeping that runner at third. The 1-2 hit right back up the middle. It's going to score at least one run. The throw comes home, and the second runner will also score. Two RBI single for Burnett, doubles the lead for Holtville. And Holtville has found contact through their first six hitters, all four safe hits. And now this is a meeting that's taking place with all the infielders and Coach Wilkinson. Don't know if he's considering a change or if he's going to leave the ball in Deason's hands. Deason's going to stay with it. And that might have been a nice little trick by the Aggies there to have that first meeting not take place in the center circle. I think there's some sort of rule where if you meet twice, maybe that has to have the coach involvement. With two meetings in an inning, you have to make a pitching change. And I don't know if that first gathering constituted a meeting. But we'll have first and second. Holtville leading 4-0 here in the first inning. Still no outs. Now up to the plate is first baseman for the Bulldogs, Victoria Bullock. She shows bunt. Runner at third trying to steal, and she'll move in safely. And on a delayed steal from first to second goes Burnett. Aggies have to find their footing quickly in this game. Cannot let it get out of hand. Here's the 1-0. Ball's outside. The count now 2-0. That ball hit hard, and Harris got a glove on it, but it's going to squeak into the outfield, and two more will score. And Holtville is just putting the boomstick on right now. Six runs in the top of the first, and Coach Wilkinson coming back out, and this, I believe, will be a change. Now we're going to see Ashlyn Johnson come on in, and that'll be a direct swap. Ashlyn to the mound. Natalie Deason over to first. We'll take a break as Ashlyn warms up in the center circle. We'll be right back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Life is full of action, and we know you want to stay in the game. That's where Donahue Physical Therapy comes in. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our dedicated team specializes in getting you back to your active lifestyle faster. From sports injuries to post-surgery recovery, we've got you covered. Choose Donahue Physical Therapy and keep doing what you love, because life is too short to sit on the sidelines. Donahue Physical Therapy, where you'll get back to the action faster.
Life doesn't slow down, and neither should you. That's why Toyota of Sylacauga makes car service effortless with our VIP concierge service. Need an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance? Toyota of Sylacauga will pick up your car within 10 miles, bring it to the dealership, take care of everything, and return it right back to you. No hassle, no waiting. Just expert Toyota of Sylacauga service. Done on your schedule. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Sylacauga, let us handle the drive so you don't have to. Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Ashton Johnson's first pitch in the center circle goes wide and away from Harshberger, and the runner at first advances to second, so 1-0 count here. And now deep ball to center field, and Malaya Bryant camped under it will make the first out here of the top of the first. Runner does advance from second to third on the tag. The Aggies needed that out. Ball was hit to the deepest part of the park, and Malia Bryant was backed up close to the fence. If there was warning track, she would have been on it. One down, and the first pitch coming in to the number nine hitter, Chelsea Smith's going to hit her. So she's going to go to first base. Runners at the corners now with one out, and Oldville has batted around in the top of the first. We'll see Bailey Boone for her second plate appearance of the game. Speed up runner comes in quickly. I believe that's Maddie Oates coming in at first for Chelsea Smith. So here's Bailey Boone. Shows bunt. And on the first pitch, of course, Oates takes off for second. No throw down, so it is a well-oiled machine how Holtville is working right now, not allowing that runner at first to stay there long. Pitch comes in, and it's going to be outside. Count 1-1. This ball hit well into center field. One run scores. The other run stops it. Third, there was a little bit of a mix-up, tie-up there between Elena Bryan at short and the base runner at second. They kind of got in each other's way. I don't think Bryant had a play on the ball, but she wasn't trying to obstruct the base runner either, so no interference is called. And immediately on the first pitch, there goes the runner from first to second. No definitive signal from the umpire on that first pitch. We'll see maybe on the second pitch. Silicaga tries to throw, pick off to third. A little bit too late. Oates dives in safely. And unfortunately, the umpire is not signaling above his head, so can't see what the pitch count is. This time he does, so it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch from Johnson on the 2-1. It's going to be grounded foul, and the count now 2-2. Two-two count to Bethany Harris with runners on second and third. One out here in the top of the first. Bethany Harris turns on that one and gets it foul over the fence down the third baseline past the dugout. So we'll stay at 2-2. And another rip down the third baseline foul. And at some point, if you get another situation where the runners are on the corners, you got to try something. We're on that first pitch, you try a pitch out, you try a fake throw down to second and throw it short to the pitcher or the shortstop, because Holtville's just taking free base after free base. This one's fouled back into the netting behind home plate, and Bethany Harris making herself the toughest out possible. So we'll have another 2-2. Johnson rocks back, delivers. This one's hit high into left field, foul territory, and Hathcock running on, tries to get there in time, but it'll drop in front of her, and Bethany Harris about to face her 30th pitch of this at-bat, it feels like. It's probably more around the lines of 9 or 10, but Johnson, 2-2. And that ball's high. The count now full. Now the 3-2 payoff pitch. That one's hit into fair territory, shallow right center field. And going back and I believe making the catch, was there a tag up at third base? Or did it drop? It did not drop. It was caught for and out. Did the runner at third tag? I don't know if Silicaga is going to check it or not. I haven't seen a throw over there. The run's going to score. It's 8-0, a sacrifice fly. As if you're in the act of bobbling a ball, you can tag up from the second the ball is touched. But I felt like she moved even before that. Oh, this ball smoked by Snowden. Another deep one. But Malaya Bryant positioned very well. Will record the third out of the inning. But the Aggies give up 8 runs to Holtville. An 8 spot to open the game for the Bulldogs. The Aggies got to find a way to answer back as we head to the bottom of the first here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brewers, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Not how we envisioned this game starting, if you're a Sylacauga fan, but there's still a lot of softball to be played here on field one. The Aggies trailing 8-0 as they get to bat for the first time, and Megan Burnett will deal to Josie Harshberger first. Harshberger grounds it towards third on the first pitch, thrown over to first, and one pitch, one out for the Aggies. And we'll see what kind of treatment Kinley Hathcock gets after Shelby County, haven't seen her so much throughout the year, was shifting the entire defensive unit, infield and outfield, forward. This time around, it's the infield that's all getting up close. The outfield staying at relatively normal depth. So if Hathcock could get something over the infielders, especially on that left side, shortstop playing in closer than the first baseman. Both the third baseman and the second baseman are level with the center circle. Hathcock slaps that one foul down the third baseline, and it'll be 0-2. From Burnett to Hathcock. And it's going to be way outside. The catcher was set up basically behind the right-handed batter's box. Hathcock lays off, and the count now 1-2. Burnett. Swing and a miss on that high outside pitch, and that's 2-up, 2-down for the Aggies in the bottom of the first. A lot of times in situations like this, you're looking at another teammate to create the first spark. Sometimes you got to do it yourself, and Sophie Harshberger is going to pop that one up on the first pitch. High and just coming in front of her center circle and making the catch is Burnett. It's 3-up, 3-down for the Aggies heading to the second inning. The score currently sits at Holtville 8, Sylacauga nothing. We'll be right back. This is Sylacauga Lady Aggie Softball, brought to you by Wright Tire and Service on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
When it's time to keep your car running smoothly, Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga has you covered. From oil changes to tire rotation and balance, tire installation, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers, Wright Tire and Service handles it all. Their expert team ensures your ride is safe and ready for the road. Don't wait. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
And that's more like it. We start the second inning with one pitch from Ashlyn Johnson, which is a line out straight to Sophie Harshberger. So it took almost the entire way through the lineup to record an out in the first inning. This time it took one pitch. Now on the second pitch, this ball's hit high to Malaya Bryant in center field, and that's two pitches, two outs, as Bryant catches the fly out. And Ashlyn Johnson pitching to contact and trusting. The ball's going to be hit where her teammates can back her up, and so far that has happened. First pitch comes in to the third batter of the Holtville lineup in this inning, the sixth batter overall in the order, Megan Burnett. And she takes the ball inside. Count 1-0. Swings at a ball high around above eye level, and she just hit it foul down the third baseline. Would have had an easy double. And the way she reacted as she rounded first, I think she might think it was fair, or at least can't believe she hit it foul. And I thought the count was 1-0, but it was 0-1, so now 0-2. And on the 0-2, hit high into the infield, pop fly, and running on a catching is Brooklyn Harris from second base right behind the center circle. So a much better inning for the Aggies defensively after giving up 8 runs in the top of the first. It's 3-up, 3-down in the top of the second. Now it's time to do some work at the plate. We'll be right back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is insured by State Farm agent Alvia Steers of Sylacauga. From auto to life insurance, Alvia Steers has you covered. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
4, 5, and 6 coming up to the plate. The Aggies here in the bottom of the second. Brooklyn Harris will lead off. And on the first pitch to Harris, she's going to pop this one up right at home plate. And so far for the Aggies, they've been very aggressive early on. 3 of the 4 batters getting out on the first pitch. And you've got Harris, who's been one of the better hitters throughout this regional tournament, getting out on the first pitch, and now Elena Bryant up to the plate. First pitch to Bryant. She takes all the way for strike one. Bryant swinging at that one, and she smoked it. A foul down the third baseline, 0-2. Never can count out these Aggies. We've seen them come back from crazy deficits this season, and who can forget? I can't mention it enough. Last year at Regionals, coming back from two double-digit deficits in one game. Bryant hits this one a mile high, but it's going to be foul, out of play in between fields 1 and 2 here at Lagoon Park. We'll stay at 0-2. And now Bryant hits the 0-2 past the third baseman, diving and catching it at shortstop, but there will be no throw to first, as the shortstop was too deep in the hole to even consider making a throw from the knees. And the first hit of the game for the Lady Aggies belongs to Elena Bryant. One on with one out. And now possibly the most consistent batter of the tournament so far for the Aggies at the plate in Sydney Royster. First pitch to Royster is going to be fouled back first base side behind home plate for strike one. One to Royster, and it's going to be over the inside part of the plate for strike two. Oh, 2 to Royster, and off speed pitch gets her out in front, and two down. Natalie Deason now to the plate. First pitch to Deason. Swung on a miss for strike one. As Megan Burnett right now is working very well in the center circle. Here's the 0-1. That one's going to be fouled back behind home plate by Deason for strike two. Winner of this game will play Beauregard in what's going to be a pretty late contest here. The majority of that game will be played under the lights here at Field 1. The 0-2 to Deason, and that one's a high rise ball that Deason chases. And back-to-back strikeouts after the single from Elena Bryant will end the threat in the bottom of the second. We head to the third. Holtville still leading Sylacauga 8-0. Sylacauga postseason Lady Aggie softball brought to you by Wright Tire and Service on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Looking for exciting activities and fitness opportunities? Sylacauga Parks and Recreation offers something for everyone. From sports leagues and fitness classes to community events and outdoor adventures, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation programs are designed to keep you active and engaged. Explore beautiful parks, join a recreational league, or participate in family-friendly events. Make the most of your free time and connect with your community. Visit Sylacauga Parks and Recreation online at sylacauga.recdesk.com for more information.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Ashlyn Johnson with the ball in her right hand, ready to start this third inning, delivering to 7, 8, and 9 in the order for the Holtville Lady Bulldogs. And that 7 hitter is Victoria Bullock, who takes the ball low and inside for ball one. Here's the 1-0. Now going over the outside part of the plate and finding it is Johnson, the count even at 1-1. Here's the 1-1 inside pitch that is turned on in the foul territory. And Kenley Hathcott going into foul territory and making a catch. A foul fly out for Bullock. And Johnson coming in relief of Natalie Deason has gotten four straight outs. Johnson, first pitch into the left-handed hitting. Kinsley Falk is outside for ball one. Now the 1-0. That one more over the plate. Falk swings at it and fouls it back behind home plate. One ball and one strike. Silicaga achieving back-to-back top four finishes in the regional tournament. As that ground out goes straight to the pitcher, Ashlyn Johnson flips over to her counterpart, Natalie Deason. And the 1-3 ground out recorded for out number two. Two down for the number nine hitter, Chelsea Smith. She was hit by a pitch first time up. And still yet to see a strike as the first pitch to her is high and outside for ball one. The 1-0. And wouldn't you know it, having seen three pitches in the game, Chelsea Smith has been hit by two of them. And immediately a speed-up runner coming in for Chelsea Smith, the same one as last time. It's going to be Maddie Oates. And now back to the top of the order with Bailey Boone. We're waiting for the umpire to restart play. Here we go. Johnson comes in, first pitch, going to steal, and opportunity for a throw down there. You know, most of the time, while Holtville has stolen second base frequently in this game, almost any opportunity they've had a runner at first, there was no runner at third there. So expected a throw down, but the Aggies didn't attempt it. And I think Oates may have vein themselves up a little bit, sliding into second. Coach for Holtville going out to check on her. Shaking up a little bit. Aggies are going to take this opportunity to meet in the center circle. Meeting does not last long, and we're back at it here with a 1-0 count. Runner on second, flirting with running to third, but will not. Holtville trying to steal this game away as quickly as possible, daring Harshberger to throw it as Oates, about halfway between second and third after every pitch. Back-to-back strikes, though. It's 1-2 count to Boone. And that pitch is outside. Ball two. The ball gets away, and it's going to be a throw over to third, and the Aggies get Oates out trying to take third. The throw back to Johnson. Johnson didn't catch it cleanly. It went off to second base, and Harris was backing her up, grabbed it, and threw it over to Sophie at third, who applied the tag on the head first sliding Maddie Oates for out number three. So up 8-0, and a runner trying to get a little too greedy costs Holtville in this inning. They're still in comfortable command of the contest, though, up 8-0 as we head to the bottom of third. We'll take a quick break here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Don't let your heavy comforters and curtains ruin your washing machine. Let Rudd's Laundromat do it for you with their industrial-sized machines for washing and drying, located in Sylacauga.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Coach Chad Wilkerson trying to pump up his players as he headed from the first base dugout to the third base coach's box here to start the bottom of the third. Ashlyn Johnson, the eight hitter, then nine, Malia Bryan on deck, and then back to the top of the order in the hole with Josie Harshberger as the first two pitches come in to Ashlyn Johnson. She takes the first strike and then fouls the second one down the first baseline for strike two. And swinging at a high outside pitch, but making enough contact to stay at the plate for another 0-2. Ashlyn Johnson, the Aggies have to come from behind. They're going to get back in this game, trailing 8-0 to Holtville. Johnson grounds to third. It's not fielded cleanly, though, as the third baseman over there for Holtville, Falk. It bounced up high, and she initially knocked it down with her glove, and then with her bare hand trying to pick it up, instead of grabbing it, knocked it behind her, fully turned her around, and then at that point there was no chance for a throw at first. And a speed up runner for Ashlyn Johnson. It's going to be Gady Mintz. One on, no outs, and Malia Bryant to the plate. Malia has been such a good addition defensively since coming up to varsity in center field, but still waiting for a true breakthrough at the plate. Maybe it comes right now. As we're having a discussion between the home plate umpire and Holtville's head coach, Coach Chad Wilkerson, about the change for the speed up runner. And now we're ready to begin again. First pitch from Burnett to Bryant is hit pretty well into left center field, but drifting over and making the catch is the center fielder Boone. She just got a little bit under that one, Bryant. Put a pretty good charge into it. One down, still one runner on. Now back to Josie Harshberger. She grounded out her first plate appearance. First pitch to Harshberger is over the inside corner for strike one. One outside, and they try a throw down to Mintz at first, but she was probably about 6 inches off the bag and easily made it back. I don't know if that was a called throw down or catcher thought they saw something, but Mintz was as safe as it gets. This one's grounded hard towards third. Oh no, it was a line out to third, excuse me, and Mintz more aware than I was, as I thought that was chopped to third. Immediately turned around and slid back safely into first. And Harshberger, no luck there. She smoked it towards third. Gets nothing for it. So Kinley Hathcock up with two outs. Mintz at first. Mintz is running on the first pitch. Throw down, safe. Mintz with a fantastic slide. Sliding on the outside part of the bag and using her left hand to get in safely. The tag was applied where she would have been if she was running straight for the bag, but because Mintz slid outside, she skipped the tag. That's a veteran slide from a young player. This is 0-1 to Hathcock with a runner in scoring position. And Hathcock swings and miss at that pitch, and now the count 0-2. Now the outfield has adjusted after the first plate appearance from Hathcock. They're now also doing the same thing as Shelby County and coming in. And Hathcock swings and can't make contact on that pitch, so the Aggies strand a runner in scoring position. We will head to the fourth inning. The Aggies down 8-0 here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At La Pinata Mexican Grill, Wednesdays feature Crazy Pollo for only $10.99. La Pinata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at pinatamexicangrill.com.
Looking for adventure? Majestic Caverns in Childersburg is calling your name. Experience stunning laser light shows and step back in time with our Legends Cave Tours. Book an overnight epic adventure in the cave, conquer an underground team building challenge, or explore our thrilling attractions with family and friends. From gemstone panning to fire juggling performances, there's something for everyone. Come for the history, stay for the adventure. Visit MajesticCaverns.com to plan your epic experience today.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Back here from Field 1 at Lagoon Park in Montgomery as we begin the fourth inning. The Aggies trailing 8-0 to the Holtville Lady Bulldogs in a Final Four matchup of this Central Regional. The winner advances to the final game today. Overall, not just of Class 5A, but it will definitely be the final game taking place as the first one from the Holtville batter attempted bunt there from leadoff hitter Bailey Boone goes foul. Beauregard waiting in the wings for the winner of this game, and they will play for a chance to join Brubaker Tech. It's one of the eight teams representing Class 5A, the state tournament in Oxford. But one pitch comes in outside, the count 1-1. Quick update from SEC softball is Alabama leading Auburn in the fifth inning, 3-1 in the SEC tournament. Is that ball grounded by Boone towards second base, but a great play by Brooklyn Harris Fields and flips it over to first base to Natalie Deason. And that's the first out of the top of the fourth. Don't forget to tune in to Kicks 100.3. Quick pause on that thought as that ball is hit and ties in shallow left field. It looked like it was going to carry initially to Hathcock, and then it just fell flat to the ground. It splatted in between Elena Bryant and Hathcock. And that's a single for Bethany Harris. But reminder to tune in to Kicks 100.3. Starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. as Dave McCurley will bring you action for Fayetteville Wolves. Here taking on Otauga Academy in the first round of the Class 1A Central Regional. He'll be here covering them as long as they are in it. May turn into a full week of softball action for David McCurley as he covered Childersburg throughout their run yesterday and today. 1-1 pitch and ball hit sky high in about the same spot, and the runner at first couldn't leave their bag too far in case it was caught in the air, but Harris will get in safely as Snowden swinging at another pitch that was eye level and hitting it in the air once again safely for at least a single. She had one single that one hop to the wall earlier. This one was not as far, but just as effective. So runners on first and second, one out. Now coming up to the plate is the cleanup hitter, Avery Goff. And if Goff were to clean up here, it would give Hopeville enough runs to potentially finish this game off in a run rule fashion. The Aggies trying to avoid that. First pitch is hit just over Brooklyn Harris's head at second base. All runners will advance at least one bag. Throw comes in from Alexa Smith to third. An off target and not in time. And now it, after getting a few good outs, as Ashlyn Johnson had allowed the ball to be put in play, but to her fielders this time around, the ball just finding holes in the defense, and the bases are loaded. Infield is in, and that one's hit right up the middle, and it's going to be a single. One run will score. Rounding third and heading home, there's going to be a play at the plate, and there will be an out, maybe another play at third. It's close. So one run scores, but the second runner thrown out at home as Malia Bryan, as she always does, quick to react, throws home, gets the out on a one hopper to the plate. And then the Aggies tried to get a double play at third base, but a little too late. So the score now 9-0, runners on second and third. And the number five hitter coming to the plate. Anna Lawrence. I think she's seen two straight strikes go by. This one grounded foul on the 0-2, so we'll stay at 0-2. And I said Anna Lawrence. She was the one that hit the single. This is Megan Burnett at the plate. And Burnett swinging at one of those rise balls near eye level. Gonna foul that one way to the left. We'll do 0-2 again. This one grounded towards shortstop, fielded, thrown to first, and Bryant will catch the runner just a little bit ahead. The throw to Deason on target. We will head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Aggies do allow one run, but keep it within double digits. Not in that mercy run rule just yet. Scored 9-0. Silicaga still with a lot of work to do. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Back here for the start of the bottom of the fourth, and the Aggies are going to get something going. This is the part of the lineup that can get it rolling. 3, 4, and 5 due up, and Sophie Harshberger watches the first ball come back for strike one. 0-1, and this one hit high and out of play just behind the netting at home plate. Count now 0-2. Bulldogs from Holtville leading 9-0 over Our Lady Aggies here in what I guess you would call the lower bracket semifinals. That ball is going to be swung and missed, but it gets away. Harshberger can run, and she will be safe at first on a strikeout, but a passed ball. And the Aggies catch a bit of a break there. That ball wasn't a wild pitch in the dirt. It just got away from the catcher, Smith. So one on, no outs. Brooklyn Harris stands in the batter's box. First pitch into her. A bit inside, ball one. The 1-0 and Harris fouls that one back. Count even at 1-1. Now a 1-1 count. Burnett to Harris, and Harris is going to pop this one foul over the first base dugout. Seems like the way Burnett is pitching the Aggies has generated a lot of high fly balls in the air. Aggies having difficulty chopping down on the ball and keeping it low. The 1-2. That ball is hit very deep to left field, but it's probably going to go foul. It just went foul, and it just stayed in the ballpark from Harris. But after saying that they're not chopping down, Harris said, Mr. Play-by-play commentator, have you ever heard of sabermetrics launch velocity? I'm going to send this thing out of the park. But she just missed it to the left, and now the 1-2 count. This one high, but to center field. And making the catch for the first out, first official out of the bottom of the fourth is the center fielder, Bailey Boone. Pickoff attempt on the first pitch to Elena Bryant, which was, I think, just high enough to be called a ball. And then safe at first, sliding in was Harshberger. Now the 1-0. That ball is high outside corner, strike called. As Bryant was taking that one as well. Count 1-1. One grounded towards third, fielded, throws to second, trying to turn two, the stretch, and Bryant is able to beat it out. And look at the fielder's choice, trying to go 5-4-3 double play. They'll just get the 5-4 put out instead. Two down, and Royster to the plate. Royster fouls the first pitch back. Count 0-1. The 0-1. And Royster's taking that one high and outside. Count 1-1. Holtville throws the ball away. Getting it back to the pitcher, but backing her up is the shortstop. Bryant will not try to advance. The 1-1. Royster thought about turning on that one inside. She decided to hold up on her swing, and it's still called a strike. The count 1-2. Two down, and a 1-2 count for Royster. And Royster goes down on strikes again, and she's had a great, fantastic regional, but this game, and Burnett in the center circle getting the best of her. That ends the fourth. We head to the fifth inning. Holtville holding on to a 9-0 lead. We'll be right back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
For 50 years now, Van Zandt Hardware has served our community with the best products at affordable prices and the best customer service anywhere in the region. Whether you're a home builder, contractor, roofer, or just the typical homeowner wanting to take care of that weekend project, Van Zandt Hardware is easy to find on Highway 280 in Sylacauga with options for every handyman or woman. Go from good to great with Van Zandt Hardware in Sylacauga.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Entering the fifth inning, Sylacauga in the field as they trail 9-0 to Holtville, who will come to the plate here. And if you take away the first inning, it's been a very even contest. Fortunately, we can't take the first inning away. First pitch comes in, a called strike to the leadoff batter for the Bulldogs in the fifth. And this one is hit well into center field, but Malaya Bryant fantastically plays it. Just reads the ball off the bat so well. And the first one down here in the fifth inning. Victoria Bullock hit that one thinking she had a guaranteed hit. Now on the first pitch, Falk sends this one to left field. And Kinley Hathcock well positioned in the outfield, making some plays look routine out there. Three pitches and two outs for the Aggies in the field here in the top of the fifth. Need to keep this score where it is in order to not get run ruled. That one's a high, high fly ball in foul territory, and Hathcock running on down the third base line. Couldn't get to it. So it's a strike for Chelsea Smith, who her first two plate appearances hit by pitches. This time around, she gets to swing her bat. She's swinging it pretty well just a little bit early as she's going to send that one down the third baseline, foul again. Count now 0-2. Parking lot here at Lagoon Park still full. It's the busiest day of the regional tournament. And they're playing late on all the fields, although they'll probably be playing the latest of all here on this field. Winner of this game still has a contest with Beauregard. 0-2 count. And another one from Smith. Pulled down the third baseline. Kinley Hathcock getting the workout in, retrieving all the foul balls. At this point, do you shift Kenley Hathcock into foul territory? I wouldn't advise it. Although it might have worked on this one. This one's hit all the way to the fence in foul territory, so Chelsea Smith trying to knock one out of the park one way or the other. Maybe it's just self-defense after getting hit by the first two pitches. Here's the 0-2. This one's hit fair, and Harshberger with a fantastic pick as that one was flying, whizzing by her head, and she just snagged it for the third out. Three up, three down for the Aggies in the field. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. The Aggies still got to produce some runs at the plate. We'll be right back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Life doesn't slow down, and neither should you. That's why Toyota of Sylacauga makes car service effortless with our VIP concierge service. Need an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance? Toyota of Sylacauga will pick up your car within 10 miles, bring it to the dealership, take care of everything, and return it right back to you. No hassle, no waiting. Just expert Toyota of Sylacauga service. Done on your schedule. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Sylacauga, let us handle the drive so you don't have to. Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
First pitching to Natalie Deason here in the bottom of the fifth is swung on and missed. A little bit outside, the count 0-1. 7, 8, and 9 due up. After Hopeville's 7, 8, and 9 just went three down in the top half of the inning. And Deason this time holds off on the pitch outside. The count back to even, one ball, one strike. Here's the 1-1. Deason's going to foul that one off over the first base dugout. Strike two. Net. The 1-2. Deason hits this one pretty good in the center field, but unfortunately it's just right at Boone. Barely had to move a muscle to make that catch. One down. Ashlyn Johnson stands at the plate, and she watches the first one come by for a called strike one. Now the 0-1. And that one's way too high and outside. Count 1-1. Now the 1-1, and Johnson swings at that one. Can't make contact. Count 1-2. The 1-2 from Burnett. And it's going to be a called third strike as Johnson was diving back out of the way, trying to not get hit by the ball. And instead it came back over the inside corner for strike three. Two down. It looks like going to have a pinch hitter as Coach Wilkinson coming over to talk things over with the home plate umpire. And I believe it's going to be number seven. Ainsley Williamson. Ainsley really showed out in the final game of the area tournament, coming in relief on the mound and doing some great things up there, including a strikeout of Caitlin Bland, which was really impressive with the way she was playing for Shelby County in that area tournament. Now, Williamson trying to make something happen at the plate. First pitch is a ball, second one just over the outside corner. Count even at 1-1. Two down here in the bottom of the fifth. The Aggies down 9-0. Williamson hits this one towards short. Fielded, throws to first. It's not picked by the first baseman over there. Throw was a little bit low, and it couldn't be pulled out of the dirt by Bullock. So Williamson comes in as a pinch hitter and reaches safely. And it gives Josie an opportunity to hit with a runner on. Two down with one on first. First pitch to Harshberger. High and outside for ball one. Now the 1-0. Harshberger's going to ground this one past third base, but it goes all the way to the shortstop, backing up the third baseman, and Goff makes up for her throw on the last play with a perfect strike over to Bullock at first. And that retires Josie Harshberger here in the bottom of the fifth. We will head to the sixth inning. The Aggies still scoreless on the board, trailing by 9 to Holtville here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At La Pinata Mexican Grill, Wednesdays feature Crazy Pollo for only $10.99. La Pinata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at PinataMexicanGrill.com.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns. The official team builder sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
What a team this Silicaga Lady Aggie unit has been all season. Through some tough times outside of the area and then coming together for a fantastic area season, winning the regular season in the area and achieving a second place finish in the area tournament to make it here to regionals, where they defeated Shelby County in the last game. Now trailing to Holtville, but still with at least one more at-bat to work with, if not two. They need to put together quite a few runs. They're going to bring this one back. 1-0 count to Bailey Boone leading off for Holtville in the top of the sixth. And then the 1-0 is fouled back, so the count even. And the 1-1, Boone's going to put this one high, shallow right center, and coming on and making a sliding catch is Malaya Bryant. My goodness. She has all but one time today just made a fantastic play out there. I mean, it's just every time the ball is hit her direction, you trust that she is going to make a good play, especially if the ball is in the air. She tracks it so well off the bat. Only that one play against Shelby County, a detractor, but the vast majority of her work in center field is extraordinary. Now the number two hitter in, Bethany Harris. First pitch to her is a strike. Second pitch comes in high and outside for ball one. One count. And the pitch swung on and missed. Count now 2-2. Ashlyn Johnson in relief of Natalie Deason has gone 5 1/3. And another hit ball towards Bryant. Bryant is calm and cool as you like, jogging over into shallow right center field and makes the catch for two down. Aggies hope to have a long future with Malaya Bryant in center field. Only an eighth grader. And she has already made her mark in that position. Don't see anyone supplanting that as long as she's interested in keeping it. Snowden up to the plate, and don't want to pitch anything high to her because she's turned on it and sent it high and deep and far in this game. Not over the fence, but close to it. 1-1 count to Snowden. Now 2-1 after that ball. Snowden thought about that one. It was pretty high, but it was a little bit too far outside to pull the trigger on. Count now 3-1. Snowden, deep left center field, but guess who? Malaya Bryant goes over and makes the catch and records all three outs in the field for the Aggies here in the top of the sixth. We'll head to the bottom half of the inning. Aggies have got to put something together right now if they're going to get back in this game. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
Back here to start the bottom of the sixth inning here. Silicaga Lady Aggie Softball brought to you by Wright Tire and Service on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. First pitch in to Natalie Moland, who's pinch hitting. Is high and outside for ball one. As Moland pinch hitting for Hathcock. And then she watches the next one come by for strike one. 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Two up for the Aggies. Moland swings at a ball outside for strike two. Now the 1-2 to Moland. That one's outside, but she holds off. Count 2-2. And the 2-2 to Moland. That one's going to be chopped towards second. Fielded, throws to first, and a 4-3 ground out for Moland to start the bottom of the sixth. We'll take a quick break for station identification. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Mix 106.5 is WSGN HD2 Stuartville, Silicaga, Childersburg, home of the Silicaga Aggies on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Now up, Sophie Harshberger. And first pitch to Sophie is outside for ball one. The Aggies trailing 9-0 to Holtville. Winner advances to face the Beauregard Lady Hornets. Second pitch also outside to Sophie. Count 2-0. Sophie loads up and hits a one-hopper towards third that the third baseman could not handle. Tried to field it underhanded when it was to her right side instead of going for an overhand, backhanded stab. And it just bounced off the heel of her glove and into left field. So one on and one out. Now Brooklyn Harris to the plate. And Harris is going to hold off on the first pitch that's outside for ball one. Good news for some of you listening. Bad news for the other half of you listening. Alabama has defeated Auburn in the SEC tournament in softball by a score of 3-2. That ball is fielded, thrown towards first to try to get a double play on a pop out to shortstop, then the throw gets away from first, so it's going to act as a sacrifice. Brooklyn Harris wasn't really a line out as much as a bloop out to shortstop, and Harshberger was leaning off the bag. They tried to double her up. Not a very good throw from Goff. Allows Harshberger to run to second. Now two down. Elena Bryant at the plate. We'll see strike one go by. Now the 0-1. Hit right back to the pitcher. Bobbles it a little bit. Throws over to first, though. And oh, man, it looked like the first baseman's foot might have come off the bag slightly. But it's going to be a called and out. So the Aggies, I believe that may, is that game? That may not be game. Can't remember if in the playoffs you have an 8-run rule in the sixth inning or not, but it's 9-0. Looks like we are heading to the seventh. So no run rule here. The Aggies will get to go through 7 innings against Holtville. We'll be right back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Life is full of action, and we know you want to stay in the game. That's where Donahue Physical Therapy comes in. Hey, it's Ben Donahue.
Our dedicated team specializes in getting you back to your active lifestyle faster. From sports injuries to post-surgery recovery, we've got you covered. Choose Donahue Physical Therapy and keep doing what you love, because life is too short to sit on the sidelines. Donahue Physical Therapy, where you'll get back to the action faster.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Top of the seventh underway here, and the first pitch is called a strike. Second pitch is going to be popped high into foul territory, and Natalie Deason comes on to make the catch in foul territory from first base. Two pitches results in one out for the Lady Bulldogs of Holtville. Not too bothered by that, though, as they lead 9-0. Hard to see numbers from here, but that might be number 99. At plate it is. Leyland Graham. Now with a 1-1 count after the first pitch was a strike. Second pitch, ball. And big time cut at that one, but no contact, so the count 1-2. One, two comes in a little bit outside for ball two. Two pitches hit very high, also foul territory, this time opposite side, third base side, and coming on and making the catch is Sophie Harshberger for out two. Two batters achieve two high foul flyouts. And another lineup change here. Kaylee Ingram into the game to pinch hit. Can't even keep up with where we are in the order with all the pinch hitting going on. First pitch to Ingram, hit towards third, one hop, and a great catch, and then a great stretch by Deason over at first to get the 3-3 down on the ground out, 5-3 fashion. We will head to the bottom of the seventh. The Aggies need a rally for the ages if they're going to pull this off, down 9-0. We'll be right back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
you have scrap metal piling up, get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Bottom of the seventh here, and the Aggies with 6, 7, and 8 due up. And it's going to be the flex, Alexis Smith, batting instead of Sydney Royster. First pitch into Smith. It was called a ball low and inside. Smith fouls the next pitch over the first base dugout. Count 1-1. Next pitch in the dirt. Another ball. Count 2-1. And Smith, oh, that one looked like it was outside. Smith watching it closely, but it's judged to be a strike. The count 2-2. Now a 2-2 for him from Burnett. Smith is going to foul this one off towards the third base dugout. And we'll keep it rolling with Alexis Smith, one of the seniors on the team, maybe in her final plate appearance, final inning for the Sylacauga team if quite a rally doesn't occur. Smith takes the ball low and inside for ball three. What a story it would be if she came in and started the comeback. 3-2 pitch, and Smith hooks this one into left center field, and it's going to be at least one base, and she thought about rounding to first, past first and heading to second, but instead holds up wisely as can't get thrown out at second to start this inning. You just got to take it one base at a time with a deficit what it is. So Natalie Deason gets to come up with the runner on first and no outs. She's going to hit the first one into right center field. And coming over and making the catch is Boone. We've seen some stellar center field play between both Boone and Malaya Bryant. So one out, and it's been three straight seniors coming up to the plate here in this inning. Alexis Smith, Natalie Deason, now Ashlyn Johnson. Johnson is this one high just on the shortstop side of second base, and it's caught for the second out. Smith stays planted at first base. And we may have another pinch hitter here for Bryant. Don't know if that's what's taking place or not. It is. It's going to be Gady Mintz coming on to hit. So after the seniors get their opportunity here in the seventh inning, now it's going to be up to one of the younger players on the roster, Gady Mintz. Keep this game alive. Keep this season alive. J.D. Mintz stepping into the batter's box with two outs in a 9-0 game. The Aggies down to their final out. And Mintz swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. And the 0-1 pitch. Mintz hits this one high in the air to the pitcher, and she catches it for the final out of the game and the final out of Sylacauga season. But what a quality year it has been, from the struggles early on in the year to rallying for a regular season area championship, second place finish in the area tournament, and now fourth place in the Central Regional. Nothing to hang your heads about. If it wasn't for a first inning where everything Hopefield touched with their bat found the soft spots in the defense, the Aggies played a really tight, close game, only being outscored 1-0 beyond that first inning. But that's the first inning that doomed the Aggies. And now it's time to regroup and get ready for an off season where they'll try to come back, make it back here, and possibly progress even further next time around. I know it for the seniors, it's tough to go out like this, but they'll have the memories of all they accomplished this year. And I know that game against Shelby County earlier in the day is what will live on in their memories more so than this game against Holtville. For a final score here from Field 1 at Lagoon Park in Montgomery, the Sylacauga Lady Aggies fall to the Holtville Lady Bulldogs, 9-0. Holtville now advances to the final game of this Class 5A Central Regional against Beauregard, another rematch that already took place. Beauregard won the first one 5-0. They'll try to do the same thing here and join Brubaker Tech. However, Holtville is going to try to have something to say about that. Holtville has already won two games today. Today they'll have to make it three in a row if they are to advance to Oxford. For Michael Giddens here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening all year on Mix 106.5 to these Lady Aggies and watching them. We streamed video on the Aggie Sports Network on Facebook and YouTube, and we can't wait until next February when softball will come around again. And thank you to Lee Perryman and Michael Brandon and Jeremy Law for all they do helping us present this. And thank you to all the sponsors and advertisers for helping us pay for this and bring it to you, the fans. But until next time, thank you for listening. This has been a production of Radio Alabama Sports on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Alvia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.